that little chatty junk on stacking them four fades.
I'm trying to put my lip gloss on.
Oh, okay.
You want some?
Nah, I'm good. I appreciate it, though.
Your beard kind of coming over your lip a little bit.
Yeah, I was supposed to get a haircut.
Mm-hmm. Look like a news reporter.
It looked like somebody been pumping my mask, don't it? You straight now?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna stack?
Stack some money?
Nah, like game shit.
Oh, nah, Chatway gang don't get no stacks.
I thought you was Vice Lord.
Nah, I'm Chatway.
Chatway, okay. How much ass have you beaten in the past?
Niggas or bitches.
Damn.
Fuck you talking about, I have to choose.
You beat a nigga ass before?
See, the thing about me, I don't fight to win. You know, I'm going to hurt you.
You fight to get a point across.
It ain't about no win or lose. Even if I lost, I'm going to look like the winner.
Hey, I like that.
Because I'm going to hurt you.
I love that.
You make me have to fight you, I'm going to hurt you, period.
You picking up a knife?
I'm picking up everything. My hands ain't no weapons.
So you got to go get a whip.
All this stuff on earth, who fighting with their hands?
Oh, God. Him? That's why he be losing. Trying to fight fur and shit.
I'm 15 and 0 down.
Somebody put it, put the bat, bro. A bat, bro. A bat, bro. Wow. That's damn, mighty man gonna hit me with a bat.
Yeah, talk. Nigga hit me in the face with a Glock. Off guard.
Damn.
My shit was jammed though, so I really couldn't do nothing. So it's an honor to have a legend on the couch.
For first sure. of all, we appreciate you too.
Yeah, we've been trying to get in touch with you about 7 years.
No, you for
years,
sure
man.
A legend.
Y'all got him a legend?
Yeah, we've been trying to get in touch with you about 7 years now. You finally responded.
Ooh.
What's she pulling out?
I got your legend status.
Damn.
You dig what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
And the baby hair. And the baby hair baby.
You got iPhone charger. Watch charger.
Fuck you.
No.
I got this on my
own
charger.
But I thought you probably had. What that say on there?
Chairway.
Chairway.
That's the gang I'm in.
That's the gang.
So you be like this in the club?
Be like this. Mm.
Chairway.
This a weapon. Put your nose on it.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
Type shit.
So, how does it feel to, like, have OnlyFans?
Dog, I ain't did that yet. I told you about it. I'm thinking about doing it.
Ooh, for real. I'm going to subscribe.
I ain't did it yet. But I think it'll pop.
Yeah.
It's ain't going to get off the first 3 days.
Everybody else doing it. Why I can't do it? I'm a woman too.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. You could be on that joint painting your toenails or something.
You could be anything.
Yeah.
Some people don't even show nothing.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it.
I feel like
the chat on the fans coming soon.
Yeah, man. Y'all subscribe.
I'm going to be your first. I'm going to leave a tip, too.
Nah, be amazed. No, Luce can be deceived and I just look like this.
What that mean?
Nah, you can't find out. Don't worry about it. You lie, say you want to find out, but nah, not you.
What did you say? Eat a big cat or something? Now he said, suck a nigga, dick, suck a nigga. Eat a bitch. That be going crazy in the club when that junk come on.
Yeah, oh, which part you be singing?
Both.
Ah, what's your favorite part?
I like all of it, though. You know? But I fuck with pussy. I like pussy a lot. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. It make the world go around. Without that, you know, nigga wouldn't be getting no money.
Yeah, I said it all the time. When you niggas get through getting fresh, getting your hair cut, getting clean, getting nice rags, getting your jewelry, be out for a bitch. Or some pussy, some boy pussy.
Because, see, when I get chopped, I don't go through the drive-thru. I'm going in to get my food. They got to see that chop. Then if I got some cologne, I'll just walk past you real fast so you can smell it.
What kind of cologne you wear?
I don't really like telling people because they going to bite my swag.
It ain't Broody, is it?
That's some old people shit, ain't it?
Oh, okay. A lot of people don't like talk about that cologne when it's brute, so I just make sure that brute.
What is that with?
How's that making sure?
It gotta be some old fucked up ass shit.
Damn, I ain't heard that one.
Oh, okay.
I fuck with the YSL though.
Oh yeah,
but I had fucked around, bought the fake bottle, so I had to spray the whole bottle just to get the real smell.
Yeah, the
you
whole know. Bottle smelled good though.
Yeah, it was good though. It just it wear off in like a couple of hours. So I gotta go back to the car. Yeah, type shit. Who did you it was something I was gonna ask you. So would you like doing music? How you feel about the new generation?
I like it. I love the generation. You know, they got it easy. They got it way easier than what we did. You know, we had to do 316. Now they can do 1-8 and go platinum.
That shit crazy.
They don't even got to have no hook. They just, you know, they can go ba 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 ba. They platinum.
No cap.
They got it real easy.
No cap.
We were big rapping, big working. We had to be at the studio 7 days a week at 7 o'clock every day. And just drop, 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 drop. That's how we was able to put out so many albums.
That's crazy.
Pop and Juice had us at the studio every day.
Yeah, I stopped rapping and shit because I was getting too much money doing it.
Oh, I ain't never heard nobody stop rapping for that reason.
Yeah, it was, I was getting too much attention. That's why I went here and started interviewing.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You bumping?
Yeah, hell yeah. Wick, he just ain't released my shit yet.
it's not quite ready yet.
Yeah, we almost there though. We
okay,
almost there.
Make sure you give me
we not close to.
We not close.
I don't like none of it.
I figured that.
Yeah.
What are you, the music police?
Yeah.
Well, you kind of are a little bit.
Though. I really am.
Yeah, he the music police for sure.
Oh, okay.
You ever gave it up on the first night?
No.
Man, stop. You got dolls in your mouth. You gave it up on the first night. At least one.
Never.
Never.
It's exclusive out here. What I'm gonna give it up? See that one? Let me tell you later something. Don't give it up on the first night.
Remember they used to do this right
don't
here.
Don't give it all on the first night. God. Don't give it all
keep
on the first sex.
Wondering.
We gotta
even
know
if it ain't the first night.
But what if it ain't good though? We gotta know if it's good or not for each
party. It don't
party.
Take the first night. See, ladies, make them wait. Even if y'all do the first sex, you know, be how, first night. Don't give them all
how long,
in one.
How long they gotta wait?
I'd say at least a month, 30 days. You can hold me, though. You can hold me. You can, you know, we can get cozy and throw a little leg over each other and, you know, hold me like this. But then, you know, all the other stuff, 30 days at least. That's a real woman.
That's too long.
Too long for what?
It's the new age. Women, like, I mess with women like Chad. They barely even fucking having sex.
Because it really ain't even about that. So
yeah,
when you
exactly.
Had a sex, that's a poo.
Yeah.
And then it be poo.
Then some men, let me ask you this. Do you met some men that was intimidated by you?
Always.
Yeah, you give an alpha woman.
Always.
You know she a boss in the alpha.
Always.
She scared them niggas.
Every dude I mess with, intimidated. Every dude that I have messed with, they have been intimidated by me.
Yeah, cause like if I can't, like if I try to talk to you, I'll be like, what's up, man? You straight? You know, like.
That ain't gonna get it.
But the crazy part about it, once they get to know me, they see I'm such a feminine woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wear house dresses, I wear gowns, I wear lingerie, I cook in the kitchen. This shit only for my man, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you got chat and you got chastity.
See that?
It's a two. It's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But when you bring chat out, I can't put it back up. So you rather keep me chastity.
Do you be chastity when your beard pass due?
I don't know what that feel like. I don't have pass due bills.
No, I'm saying like, you ain't never been in a situation where you had to like, say, you know, your rent pass due and you get in chastity, like, you know, that white voice?
Nah.
I done been through it.
Okay.
I make my voice proper when I, you know, when I'm trying to get the extension on the bill.
Oh, okay.
You know, I go corporate, you know.
Well, one thing about it, you got to pay that rent. So, I don't know nothing about that paying.
You don't never
rent.
Get no vacation on them junk.
I ain't never. If you don't got nothing, you better have that rent paid.
You ever paid for a man bills before?
No, man got to pay his own bills. Now, if you, I'm going to tell you something. Don't give, I'm talking about my am like this. I'm a down bitch for sure. I'd have been a down bitch, but at my age right now, don't come to me trying to get yourself together. You got to be already together. I don't care what nobody say. Now, if you already together, then you might fall off, and then, yeah, I'm going to help you. But these days and age, in my age, these years, Nah, that down bitch shit ain't working. Don't come to me thinking you finna come up because it ain't gonna happen. You got to already know what you wanna do, know where you going, and have your shit together. 2024.
Well, I'm working on my credit.
Well, D, now you don't need credit. You can just have the money.
Fuck you talking about?
No, they make fake check stubs, all that. You still working on credit?
Don't do that.
I'm saying, we taking fake stuff to the bank.
Well, you got to
taking
teach
fake
me.
Paperwork to the bank.
What type of nigga you like?
Oh, okay.
Besides me.
I like he got to be smart, street smart.
You left my book?
Nah, I ain't.
Oh, you said street smart.
You got to be street smart and smart.
What exactly is street smart? Because some people don't know what that means.
You can't be lying. You got to be able to, if you get dropped off in North Memphis, South Memphis, West with Orange Mound, you're going to survive.
Yeah.
You're going to be up on all the game. You're going to know what a nigga talking about. You're going to see the snakes, the fakes, the hating, all in a mile away. Now, if you somewhere else making a fool, somebody making a fool out of you, you can't be my nigga.
Because you're going to get us hurt.
I don't mess with the help either.
The what?
The help.
She need the boss.
I mean, you got to be the boss.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It look like you take control in the bedroom, like.
You know what? That's so crazy, because if my dude heard you saying that, he'd be laughing. Because I'm really spoiled.
You feel me?
Yeah, you got them glasses on. It's giving spoiled.
Mm. I'm really spoiled, so that means I don't take no control.
Y'all just use submissive.
Yeah,
I'm in an interview right now, bro. We interviewing. I'm gonna call you when I get done. Hey, make sure you have that 3-5 weight number and them bows. Yeah, get them 4 bows.
Right.
I'm getting so much money. You hear me?
So right, Memphis, just like a Memphis flogging ass nigga.
No, you hear me? Flogging ass nigga.
I was gonna give you a percentage on the jump.
My man, just like a Memphis nigga.
That's crazy.
Bro, you just did the most Memphis shit ever.
Man, the most Memphis flogging this shit ever, man.
My bad, Wapo, but going with you, bro.
But you ain't never on my side.
I'm you got some kids, Hollywood?
Nah.
Huh?
Mm-mm.
You grown?
Yeah, I'm 32.
You don't got no kids?
Mm-mm.
Mm. Why not?
Man, I don't know. I be pulling out and shit.
I don't think you should pull out.
I need to stay in.
Yeah, because maybe it's not long enough to reach the eggs. That's probably why you don't got no kids. So pulling out only make it worse. You make it further.
What you mean? Like, you saying I'm show stick or something?
I think so. If you ain't got no, if you 32. And you use condoms every time?
Yeah, for the most part.
Nah, man. I ain't no niggas using condoms every time. Now, tell the truth, we ain't the judge, we ain't the police.
I ain't gonna lie, I can count on my hand how many girls I done hear raw.
And you get them pregnant?
Mm-mm. I was playing being it out.
Okay.
I done probably bought like, $70,000-$80,000 worth of Plan B.
For you?
Yeah, I take them too. We both take them.
This was like, inside.
How many Plan B's you done took?
I ain't took none.
For real?
I got one child. He'll be 28 this month.
Damn. For real? How old are you? I looked on Google. It said you were 24.
Right. You almost done.
Hold on. Let me make sure. Because you know Google be tripping. Hold on. I'm looking up on here. It say Lil Chat is 47 and old. Whooping ass. She 47 and old?
Yeah, she don't, you know, she don't play that shit. Ain't nobody running up on Chat like that.
Who your favorite new artist out right now, female-wise?
I like them all. I like all the Memphis girls, you know. Shout out Glorilla, Gloss, Slammeroni. Carbon, Alicia, that's her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fuck with mostly rapper. the Memphis females.
Big Memphis, I ain't gonna
lie. I love
you. You know my favorite female rapper was Gangsta Boo.
Yeah, no cap.
Before I even got with 360.
That's hard. That's hard. R.P.
Gangsta Boo, man.
Yeah, she's my favorite Memphis, you know, not Memphis rapper, favorite female rapper, because I could relate to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, I fuck with the Memphis. I fuck with rappers, Memphis, female rappers, but my top is the Memphis girls.
I'm sorry.
We got the science line again.
Jamal, I'm in an interview. I know I was supposed to be there at 3, but I had an interview with Lil Chat. What time can I come later? Okay. Sorry. You know, you gotta be nice to the barbers.
I was gonna say, they be hard on you, sound like.
Man, everybody be hard on me. Man, can I get one of them cookies?
No.
How many left?
Nah, let's see if you're gonna sacrifice and get it to your brother. Go on. Bye bye.
What about me?
I see why he don't get no kids.
He just got up out of here.
He gone. He got what he wanted.
Did you see how he walked out?
Yeah, he walked out with his shoulders back.
That's crazy.
I ain't fucking with you.
Hollywood was just a big kid himself.
Yeah, that's what he is. He a big kid.
Man, this shit crazy.
You funny though, Hollywood. Man, I've been fucking with y'all. Let me give you your trophies. I don't get dudes flowers. Let me give you your trophies.
You ain't got no flowers, right?
You don't need no flowers. You ain't a dude or something. I just say I don't get dudes flowers.
I'm a bad. She did say it.
Let me give you your trophies. I've been watching you.
Pat me that Ace Spade bottle. Get my trophy. Let me see that trophy. Come on, man. We going crazy.
I've been watching you.
Wait, give it to me. Do it again. Go.
Wait, this one.
Look, do you do? Come on, okay. Do it. No, you hold and give me my trophy. Pull it out your purse.
Okay. I got something else in my purse. So I don't got
it matched this too. That's hard.
Okay. So, Hollywood, I want to give you a trophy. I've been watching you for years and years and years. Congratulations on your success. You mad funny. You been funny. They might think it happened overnight, but I am a believer and a testimony for you. It did not happen overnight. He grind and he deserve where he at. He's real funny. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Wicked for recognizing it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Long overdue. Big Hollywood.
Big Hollywood.
We going crazy. Hey.
Big
hey,
Holly.
Y'all want a picture? $10.
With an empty bottle?
Hell yeah.
Somebody try to put that empty bottle on every episode.
Come on, man. We going crazy. How much did we? It was $250.
Nah, that was like $375 or something like that.
Yeah, we gotta keep this. Anything, any bottle over 100, we keep it.
That's
this
when I hit my million subscribers up out there.
Yeah. Congratulations,
you. I ain't gonna lie, million subscribers. That's like fucking any bitch you want.
Right.
Nah.
Why you trying to get him in trouble? See, niggas always know how to get another nigga in trouble. You know he got a girl. He ain't got no business mentioning the word bitches nowhere around.
I got
him.
A girl.
I know, but I was just doing the comparison.
Yeah, you want to get him in trouble. So he'll be sleeping on the couch and by himself.
I actually like him sleeping on the couch.
See, you just like a nigga.
I hate when niggas call me after we done went out and they don't try to get no code to a nigga. Be like, hey, you around your girl? You know, they be like, man, you had all the whole last night. When you with your girl? I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
I hate the nigga that call me before they go do something. I say, like, listen, tomorrow I'm going to need an alibi from you. I was with you at the studio all night.
And you can't forget. You got to remember.
Bro, did you understand I have a scheduled day? Now I got to wait on this unknown call to come in. And I got to be on point. Boy, you better tell her to call as soon as she fucking wake up, because I'm forget that shit when 2 o'clock comes.
No cap. That's what I was going to ask you. You ever like, you know how niggas hit girls with the, they get their partner to call them and say they caught a flat or some shit like that. You ever hit a nigga with one of them excuses and had your girl call you?
Nah.
For real?
I mean, I'm not going to mess with you if I got to give you an excuse. See, I don't got time to waste. I'm a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play games.
Mm-hmm.
For real, for real.
Oh, she had to show you. You dig what I'm saying?
You look like you know how to cook.
I cook my ass out.
She
Shout
did.
Out to my mama for showing me.
What's your specialty?
Meatloaf.
Oh.
When can I come over?
Next question.
Next question. She has a man.
He gonna be my ass.
For sure. And you should whoop his ass when you see him. Because he need his ass whooped trying to get some of her meatloaf.
Give me that meatloaf, nigga. What you talking about? I'm pulling up by that meatloaf for real, no cap. Shoot a nigga in the face for that
meatloaf. You know that meatloaf good, the motherfucker.
That meatloaf, look, I'm, come on,
you
man.
You know that meatloaf.
I need
good.
That meatloaf.
Bro, I'll catch you look like it looks so clean, boy.
Yeah, if that's the cleanest
one. Let me get some water.
Nah, for real.
I don't drink water from everybody's house.
Yeah, she probably got everything.
That's
fine
the cleanest room in my house, my kitchen.
You know, man.
For my little
manwich,
for my little topping, I use manwich. You know the thick and bold, the one that I already had the bell peppers in. So, you know, some people might use ketchup. I use manwich, and I make sure I put some on the inside so it can be moisture. Break up the little 2 pieces of bread, the little milk and eggs, and you know.
Do your thing.
Yeah, I'm a real cook. I'm telling you, I'm a grown woman. Don't let this chat shit fool you.
And some people can get that misunderstood.
They got it so misunderstood, but niggas love me.
Can you show the grill and do this right here?
Nah, then if I show them the look, they gonna already know I'm doing too much talking. They gonna say this chat. When I got to do it for real, I'm already giving away my identity if I just play and do. I'm telling you, I don't do no playing. When I do that, it's going to be time to do it for real.
And B.O. Kenny told you
that. What he tell
him? Told him you got to stop doing it with no gun in your hand,
I don't do no playing.
See, he ain't from that era. So he like the gun, the finger gun.
You got to practice, right?
Nah, practice on, nigga, you know.
Man, he tried to practice how to fight.
Man, these folks be hating on me. That's crazy, man.
Did you have to practice how to fight?
Yeah, I had to learn how to fight because When I came to Memphis from Dallas, they was checking me so bad, I wanted to fight. So, and then they know how to do that too. So, I had to learn how to do both. Fight and check.
Did you, did somebody just sample one of your records?
Well, really, he didn't sample my voice. What he did was, Future, shout out Future, he sampled the Yeah I Rob beat.
Oh, okay.
And by me being the master artist owner, I had to clear it too.
Ah.
So you know what that means.
You got the cheese egg. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And a percentage, shout out.
Ooh. Let me get some money.
A man don't ask a woman for money.
Oh my God, I just
a woman give the man money. Just, you know, when you start asking, you ain't gonna get it.
Well, look, give it to me like this. I'ma look away.
Like, for real,
you can't ask.
Yeah. Nah, for real.
All you do, you come to the room and just be like, man. Just be like, man, my phone bill need to be paid. Damn, I'm trying to do this.
Oh, so you like hints.
I'm trying to do that. And your woman go catch the hint. And then she gonna say, well, babe, I got it.
I'm trying to tell you.
Don't you never ask a woman for money.
Bet. All right, let's do it. We're gonna role play. Bet.
You see, you got the queen on here. I'm gonna give you some lessons.
No, for real. Let's ask her some more, because she actually spitting a lot of knowledge. Ask her some more questions about some women. This is some shit I want to know about some women.
You ready? I don't know how I'm gonna pay my rent.
My nigga, ask some questions, man.
Oh shit, okay. All right, so how you feel about, like, folks be going out the country and shit? Like, do you think if folks couldn't take pictures and post their location, they'll go out the country as much as they do? Especially women.
If it's some money over there, there you go.
Now I'm saying, like, say if you go to Paris, right, and you can't post no pictures or your location on social media, would you still go?
If some money over there. I heard the question right.
Man, okay.
She different, bro.
I'm saying, like,
it's
about the money. So a lot of people do stuff for the pictures and that, but then, you know, I think people go to get, because keep in mind, like we just were saying, social media went out when we popped. So we went a whole lot of places that people don't even know. People wouldn't even have a clue.
How hard was it to get on back then versus now?
Man, you know, it don't seem hard, but now that with this social media stuff out, you know, they got it made. It's a real big advantage. Like, some people be wondering, oh, this person made it bigger than them, made it bigger than that person. But they not looking at that social media is a big part of them making it way bigger than some of the other artists. You know, I salute all the artists that making it big, doing good. and making a way out of social media because it's a real good platform. Mm-hmm. So we popped before social media, so that means we really were popping our shit.
Nah, for real.
for real. And so it was like pictures and all that.
And y'all worked harder, didn't
it? Oh, we worked so hard.
Like,
we
for
did
real.
Tours, and we had to do in-stores. We had to sign CDs. We had to sign tapes. We had to do so
that
much.
That shit's so hard, bro. That's hard, like signing, like giving our autographs on CDs.
We had lines all wrapped all the way around the buildings. We had to sit at the table and sign autographs and take pictures.
Mm. Let me ask you, do you get along with women?
I don't like women. I get along with them. I get along with them. I just don't like them. You know, I like women vulnerable. A lot of them, they could be manipulated. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Especially if a man get in their head. So I really don't let a lot of women get up under me too much. You know, so.
And they don't know how to take that.
Yeah,
because they be trying to make you open up. Because you, I can tell, like, when you go somewhere, you kind of pretty laid back and quiet.
Yeah.
And the women trying to figure you out before they can get on your good side. But you like, shit, just be yourself.
Yeah, I get along with them. I just don't hang with them.
Because,
you know, they just not. And women, they like to talk.
And that ain't
with
you.
All that talking shit, you know.
Uh-huh.
A woman talk their ass out. They be the main one to get their ass kicked.
Mm-hmm. I love a woman that whoop ass.
Mm-hmm. See, let me tell you what you like. You like assertive. You like aggressive women because you like to be told what to do.
It's like I do to a certain extent.
See what I'm saying? There you go.
Like, I'll be honest. I like when women are knowledgeable about what they want me to do. Now, if you don't know what the fuck you talking about, then no. Mm-hmm. But if you know what you're talking about, I listen. But the problem is, the alpha women have a hard time listening.
And see, with me, I'm very submissive. I don't like to tell a man what to do. But if I see he don't know what to do, then I'm going to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to keep on letting you fall just like say I told you so or I tried to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you something, I'm going to tell you what I know. Not like I had a dude I was dealing with, and I used to ride 22s all the time, the low profile. They get a flat. I said, put fix a flat in it. Nah, I ain't gonna put no fix a flat in it. But I said, put fix a flat in it so we can get a look.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, so next thing you know, I said, okay. He done rolled the car all the way to now. We need a whole nother rim.
Mm-hmm.
So the next flat we called, yeah, we did. He put the fix a flat in it. He made it go up a little bit so we can ride to the gas station and put the air in it. I said, I tried to tell you,
It looked like you know how to change the tires.
No, I don't change no tires. I just know through experience. You know, because I did a lot and been through a lot, so. But I love for a man to lead. But if you can't lead me, then I'm going to take control.
And then
I know how to lead, but I like to sit back and, you know
get in the back seat.
Have you ever approached a man?
I done flirted, yeah.
Yeah.
How you flirt? What's her name?
Just a little bump, what's up?
Yeah, she ain't going to do much.
Little bump.
Hope you get the hint type shit. You know what I'm saying?
You be twerking.
For my man. Mm-hmm. For my dude. For my nigga.
You married?
Divorced.
Me too.
Now, see, I don't mind getting married because I'm a loyal woman. I want to be somebody's responsibility. I want to be, I want a man to take control. If a woman say that she ain't ready for marriage or never go get married, she for the streets.
That's simply
every that. Woman should want to at least be married.
Come
who want to be dibbling and dabbling looking for niggas and saying who going to be my next dude and getting to know this dude? Nah, I want to be married.
I feel like niggas shouldn't do that long neither, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to get it together. You know what I'm saying? I like to be together.
Yeah, so I done been married twice.
That marriage shit expensive.
And divorce is too, because soon you act up, I'm going to divorce your ass. I've been married two times.
And push on.